I thought I was starting. All right,
you can start.
Am I not introducing you?
Yeah, you can start. You can start. Introduce me, please.
What up, everyone? It's your girl, Isis. And welcome to another episode of Free Lunch. And see, this is going to be a very special episode because...
Hold on. Could you, when you start off, could you make a point to mention this is Isis from Gloss with Isis? Just so I could get...
It was going to happen. Right. It was going to happen. So and you see how you just completely threw me off? I'm not going to be able to give you another introduction like that.
I think you can.
It was a flow, and you literally just jumped.
It'll be better if you say, this is your girl.
Just like the crumb snatcher you are. You came right over here.
Isis from Gloss with Isis, and then...
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Isis, and welcome to the 100th episode of Free Lunch. This is a special episode because Free has decided to bring on the one and only Gloss with Isis to host this amazing 100th episode, okay? So this is going to be like no other, okay? This is going to be something that is refreshing. This is going to be something that is exciting. And not only am I hosting, I'm the person that gets to introduce my husband. Hey, boo.
Hey, honey.
How you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. This is going to be so unorthodox.
Yes.
You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm ready. Let's start.
All right. All right. So thank you for tuning in to another episode, the 100th episode of Free Lunch, Free Food for Your Soul. And yes, I have my lovely wife, the one and only Gloss with Isis.
Heard you was looking for me. Here I go. Hey, y'all.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much for our season sponsors. This season, Dolby and Rollins, Orthodontists, helping you love your smile, and Track Major Productions, greatest producer in the region here, and our many other sponsors linked right in the description of this episode, just like all the others. Please make sure you visit them, show them some love, guys. And without any further ado, yes, this is the 100th episode. So I have reeled in my lovely wife to celebrate this momentous occasion. Not many podcasts make it to 100 episodes. Many, sadly enough, bite the dust. They quit. They give up on the vision much, much earlier in their podcast journey. And so...
That's absolutely dope.
Yeah.
So, of course, along this journey, right, you have had ups and downs. You have had some great things to celebrate. So I think this episode should also pay some tribute to some highlights. What do you think for the 100th episode?
Yeah.
Can we do that? And we also got some great questions.
Yes.
Right? From the Real Free fan page. Shout outs to all of you.
Yes.
Okay.
Big shout out.
Make sure y'all also go follow Gloss with Isis. See, sometimes I tend to take over in the posts and in the comments, but that's okay because we're one, right? So whatever.
I love that she just mentioned how we're one because that'll be very crucial at a later point in the show today. But I digress. Continue.
Don't quote me. Okay.
Quote.
Don't quote me.
Quote her.
That's off the docket, right? But anyway, you make sure you also go ahead on over to Gloss with Isis as well and follow that page for more content of just simply me.
Streaming everywhere, of course.
Yes.
Gloss with Isis on your Spotify and your iTunes.
Yes. So let's start with this, right? Mm-hmm. Where did the idea of this podcast come from?
You know, I used to watch my wife sneak away, steal away, if you will, in the darkness of the evening. While me and my children were quietly in our rooms in bed. And, you know, I didn't know she was a God-fearing woman. I think she was sneaking off somewhere else. But one time I decided to...
It was an appropriate affair.
I decided to kind of slip out of my bedroom and sneak over to the corner of the house that she stole away to. and see what was going on. And she would be in our office space in the house, which is now, we've changed it to our kid's bedroom, but she would be there at her desk late at night, and she'd just be talking into her phone. She'd be talking into a phone about just anything and everything, just her thoughts and stuff she'd be maybe dealing with throughout the day. And I was like, what is that? You know, some time later after, you know, catching her sneaking off a number of times, I eventually got up the courage to just ask her about it. And she was like, yeah, I'm doing a podcast. And I had not known how like simple starting a podcast could be at that time. I knew what a podcast was, but to what I knew it was and what I saw on social media, I just imagined it was something that took a lot of technology and equipment. And so for me to find out that that's what she was doing, just using her phone, I was very intrigued by that. And
podcasting wasn't this big thing, because I don't even think I would consider it back then podcasting. I think it would more so just started off as motivational videos.
Yeah. And I think so, you know, the way she showed me on her phone, like, you know, just simple using an app and sharing her thoughts, it was something that I would have liked to do. I thought of doing before, but like I said, it's something that just was going to, in my mind, take a lot of equipment and time. And so I saw how simple you were able to do it. And I was like, you know, like a bunch of other times I've told her to like share with me cool apps that she has on her phone.
That's right. I was doing my own graphics.
I told her, I was like, hey, give me that app. What's that app you're using to make those that podcast the thingy, whatever you're doing? Mm-hmm. So she gave me that, and I think I started maybe planning on my phone, but I think I made a post about wanting to do the podcast, and that's when Andre let me do my first actual episode at his studio. Mm-hmm. So it was a place that did have a lot of equipment and mm-hmm. what I thought podcasts are. This is what they really are. You know, so what my wife was doing at home was just like the layman version, you know? But then right after that first episode recording, COVID hit.
Yeah.
And Andre shut his studio down. And so I was relegated back to my phone, like the commoners.
The broke version.
Yeah. So then again, the thing that's kind of uniquely different about my wife and myself, and what I could really appreciate at times with my wife is she's really like, you know, she's okay with starting something and it not being as perfect and nicey and hindering her in ways with the aesthetics that many of us others can be hindered. And me being a perfectionist, it's like, it got to look really, really nice. And so even though I was using my phone now because the studio was closed down that I thought I was going to be at, for me, I had to find some way to make it look, to have some cool visual, though, element. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I ended up in my closet, mm-hmm. is I had already been like a professional photographer for a number of years and making use of backdrops and stuff like that. So I had some really good backdrop paper that's used for photography. And I decided, you know, I came up with this bright idea that I can like tape this paper up inside my closet and kind of cover up my clothes. And
yeah, let's talk about this closet space, right? Because I think people don't really get this actual closet space when they see it from pictures. Because I literally was like, first off, you're suffocating yourself in here. I don't know how you did it through the summers.
Yeah.
One, because the closet already, I took the biggest closet. Okay, yes. So there's that.
So I have the smaller.
I took the biggest
closet. She has a walk-in closet in our bedroom. I have a step-in closet.
Yes.
It's kind of like you can go in there.
Yes.
It's not really meant for you to be all up in there and have a lot of things.
The closet is also used for storage here and there at times.
So I have, you know, bookshelves. I have bins with clothes.
That's where we hide the Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
Things like that. But it really wasn't much. You couldn't move. You can't move in there. So especially when you have this equipment and a microphone.
We did the Don't Rush challenge in there too, around that same time.
We did.
Shortly after.
We did.
Which I can't find the original, the video we came up with, but the video looked amazing.
It,
you never know when you were in the closet.
Which was crazy. Lighting, perfect. Sound, perfect. We would often have to hope that the dog, because the dog is actually on the other side of the wall, didn't make noise, because then you could hear it, because literally that is the wall to his closet. On the other side is the hall.
Correct.
So coming from humble beginnings as such to this full running studio where not only are you producing your podcast, but producing other people's podcasts. Explain, one, how that feels, and if you ever saw yourself working at this capacity from where you started from.
Well, so now coming full circle in a way, and I want to say full circle, like, right? Like when you say full circle, that means you return back to something. So I say full circle because I still make use of the closet. And I know that can sound confusing to people, like why you have a whole entire studio. Well, along the journey, you learn so much about the technical elements and equipment needed for things in the space. And so one of the things that I do mostly in the studio, as well as the podcasting, is also voiceover work. And so I found that small spaces like a closet are great for acoustics and isolating sound. So I still keep in that closet a microphone stand drilled into the floor that's attached to like a boom arm, where I still go into that closet and record voiceover. So that's like a full circle thing to me. It's like the irony is that having been brought this like long way from having, like, needing to use the closet because I have nothing else, to being blessed with the studio space is really dope. But I never imagined that I'd end up then executive producing other people's podcasts. And now to date, we've executive produced about 17 different podcasts.
Wow.
So that's mind-blowing to me. 17, like, just, you know, and that's not 17. The other cool thing about it is it's not 17 podcasts, 17 different individuals or creators or organizations that have trusted me to do their podcasts after I've arrived here with all of this fancy equipment. That's 17 different podcasts along the way of incrementally, slowly getting to all this equipment, right? So some of those podcasts and the brands and creators who owned them that trusted me to executive produce their podcast came to me at a time where we didn't have any Canon cameras.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have three big screen TVs in the studio. We didn't even have all of the foam, you know, some of the just natural acoustic stuff. We didn't have all the headphones and things like that.
Yeah.
So I want to shout out some of those podcasts and creators that came to me really early on, like when I first came into this space, when I was recording everybody's podcast on just an iPhone.
Right? With the little desk table.
Yeah, which the desk is right here, you know, the same wooden desk.
I know, this place has changed so many times.
Yes. So, you know, forgive me for those who I can't maybe remember, but early on, shout out to LaToya, Grant Alston, and Reggie Alston. Their podcast, they came here. The Alston Kingdom. I think that's their podcast.
Yes, shout
so
out to y'all.
So check them out. Shout them out. The Unicycle. Unicycle Podcast, Black and Married. Shout out to Black and Married.
Shout out to the Walkers for the Black and Married podcast. Yes,
Pop and Tiff Walker. Who else was in here? The Unk and Neff Show.
Oh, my goodness.
Mike Lowe.
First off,
shout out to
let me
Mike
tell
Lowe.
You how we had stars in here, okay? Yeah, because they were already popular. Yeah.
They already had
on
like
TikTok.
Hundreds of thousands of followers.
Like,
And I think now they're like pushing a million, like getting
yes.
deals with BET appearing on like TV.
Yes.
So again, to like,
that was dope.
Having you know, brands and creators like that, you know, allow me to be a part of their journey.
Mm-hmm.
Has been just super, super humbling. It's mm-hmm. been really, really dope. And I, you know, I hope that it's something that is able to just encourage other people too, to like, see how, you know, you can get a vision, you know, God could have you set on a path to do one thing and that's, and you only kind of see it one way as helping you achieve or accomplish one thing. And then before you know it, it's kind of like, transformed and grown, like the growth has like been out of your control now. It's out of your hands, the way it's taken off, you know. So again, coming into this space, you know, I wouldn't think I'd be like one of the lead voiceover actors for, you know, global companies like Delta Airlines, you know, multiple voiceovers for Everlast. Like, these are global brands. Right in this like humble space, like this like kid, this place just from New Haven, Connecticut. So that's been like dope, you know, to be able to do the podcast, do more of the voiceover, and which makes the 100th episode coming at a time where we're also getting ready to transition into a new year.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like really, really like a lot of like newness. It's real timely, you know, that it's around this time. So I'm excited to see more of what this journey turns into.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. Even though you bit off of me, you know. Gloss with Isis will be celebrating their 100th episode when I decide to just be more consistent.
Yes.
But.
And I've had the pleasure, of course, none other executive producing Gloss with Isis right in here.
That's right.
But, again, you know, my wife, she's been fine with just like the desk space at home, you know, right on her phone. So I think the other thing too is like what maybe could be a small part of the equation. I mean, only you know more than anybody, but mm-hmm. like sometimes I think my wife thinks coming to the fancy studio and all this is a really just a bit much, and she'd rather just sit at her bedside,
you know what?
A table.
It's because...
And that's why I've actually thought of one day just surprising her with her own soundboard and microphone and just giving her a little corner in our bedroom and then, you know, with a ring light.
Because listen, when your life is already consumed with just so much, like for you, you are out of the corporate world. You're out of the, you know, 9-to-5 yeah. world at this point, right? But for me, when it's something that is kind of like my escape, right? So I really do it when I feel I have this burning desire or something that I feel like I need to get off my chest or just something to share. And I think when it's being presented in such a way like this, like, I love this.
Yeah.
I love this. This is exactly what I want, which is why, you know, I even for myself took Gloss with Isis and have, I think, for at least the last season and a half been transitioning to this space, right? But it does involve me leaving the house. It involves me now also because what's the point in having all this aesthetic, right? This wonderful aesthetic at that, and then like coming in here and looking like any and everything trash, right? Then you have this super dope, awesome camera, right? So now you can see all my pores, all just the pimples in my, just everything. So the pressure for me to be like, no, now I have to look a certain way.
Yeah.
It has to be presentable. I just end up feeling tired and being like, I'll try it another day. You know,
yeah, yeah.
But so I basically end up talking myself out of it. But honestly, to see you just do it, and I know because you're a perfectionist, that's what also for me makes me go, wow, this is grand. This is really great because you just started and you just did it. And even though you can compare the video quality, the sound quality, the different microphones, like I said, this honestly studio has transitioned so many times from the beginning of what it used to look like to where it is right now. Like, that's really commendable.
Yeah. No, and it's been like something that as I started to have other creators come to me to do the executive production of their podcast, it's also was something that kind of inspired and continued to push me to make continual sort of growth adjustments to the studio spaces, because it was no longer just about me now looking my best self or looking better and continuing to incrementally improve that. But it was also about every improvement that I make in the studio to benefit my show is something that's accessible to the other creators, the other brands, you know? So, you know, where now, again, like just looking across the room, we're like, when we first came in here and we did the Austin Kingdom podcast, or even when we had them appear as guests on our show, and we had them at the wooden desk right here. Mm-hmm. We were using $10 microphones.
Wow.
Those were $10 microphones. Collectively, because we had three of those, we had $30 in microphones in the room. Versus today, we have over, the microphones in the room are about $2,500. So that's been like a 2-year process. But again, it's been something that everyone else who's been a part of the studio space, made use of the space, has been also able to utilize as well.
Yeah.
You know, where now they don't see, you know, me just set up my iPhone now and go, hey, trust the 4K on the iPhone, which, by the way,
is
4K
amazing.
On the iPhone, still fantastic.
Yes.
But, you know, now we go from using an iPhone to, you know, now we have, you know, $2,000 cameras, you know, lenses that are over $1,000 just for the lens for the camera. And so I don't boast on those things. Because it's just me, like it's, ooh, look at me. But I like to boast in a way about them to say, look at what I provide and offer other creatives to have access to for like really, really dirt cheap as well. Like, right? Like I want it to be affordable of a space and a resource for other podcasters to come in here too, right? Mm-hmm. So that they can continue to be, not just be great, but so they can be consistent, right? Because if something is too expensive, they can't be consistent with their vision, with their show. So having those increases in equipment and resources here in the studio, but also keeping cost low, was also important for that journey.
That's awesome. Well, Bay, I call him Bay. That's for me. Just putting that out there.
I just want to make sure nobody in the comments is
just want to make
thinking
sure
that's one of his other stage names.
It's not his stage name. It's not his nickname. It's his wife's name. Okay? Right.
Right.
I'm a woman of God, but I fight. So we have some questions, okay, from some people who have been following your journey, from some people who have crossed upon your page, some from the podcast world, some not, just coming across different type of content that you do, because you do everything. You're very multifaceted, right? So I want to go through some of those, right? But I think one that I've seen that actually I'm actually shocked is not a question is, where does your name come from? Because it's not Fry.
Which name?
It's Free.
The podcast?
No. So, yeah, let's talk about what free lunch means.
Yeah.
But also the real where free. Your name comes from, The Real Free. Yes.
So Free Lunch is the name of the podcast. And so the entire name is Free Lunch, Free Food for Your Soul with The Real Free, right? So Free Lunch, Free Food for Your Soul came from the idea that I wanted the podcast to really involve me. And what I mean by that is be a sort of a transparent window into me, the things I'm juggling, mitigating day to day in this creative space, this entrepreneur space, this husband space, this family man space, this man of God space, like and you know, struggling with balancing those things, right? So it was very, in a way, me-centric. Like my realities, my unique, you know, struggles as I navigate those things. Titles that, even though I'm navigating those things and it's about me, it's me-centric, but the titles, right, being a father, being a husband, being a man of faith, are titles that many other people carry too and are trying to juggle. So it was about this being this transparent window, and like lunch, you know, we call it Free Food for the Soul, is because I wanted it to be, you know, some of the principles, some of the revelations, some of the benefits, some of the encouraging inspiration that I would have hoped to flow through me, and by me being transparent with my journey, is was something that people can consume and digest like you would do lunch. And again, because you can stream podcasts and content like this for free, it was like Free Lunch, just like back in school days, right? And so the free, you know, being F-R-I-I, that was supposed to just be a play on my already long-held stage name mm-hmm. as a performer. Mm-hmm. So The Real Free, or formerly known as Freestyle Gospel even, that was just my name that I carried for years doing spoken word poetry, doing music over the years before I ever got to the podcast platform. So in The Real Free, again, was another sort of a double entendre, if you will, of meaning being the real free, like, you know, daring to live a life that you actually are free, and sort of being free from the trappings of whether it's the 9-to-5 corporate world or, you know, the rules of society that can box you in sometimes. So that freedom, but also the real free in a spiritual sense, to sort of be free to express my relationship with God, my faith in God in my own way. Mm. So that freedom also. So that's where The Real Free comes from. And then because the podcast was about me, my journey, navigating these facets of life, that's where Free Lunch, the name of the podcast, came from.
So there you have it, folks. It's not The Real Fry. It's not Fry. It's not F-R-I-I. It's free.
I always tell people, think of like Nintendo Wii. You see how like that W-I-I? Nobody says Nintendo Y.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So we say Wii.
Yes.
So it's The Real Free.
Glad we were able to clear that up.
Yeah.
Because I almost cringe every time.
The cool thing is, regardless of how you say it, what matters most is it's just spelled correctly on the checks. So.
I like that.
You know, mm-hmm. checks don't require proper pronunciation, mm-hmm. just proper spelling.
All right. Well, let's get into some of the questions. Okay. Well, before we do that, right? Because we have some really good questions here. I did want to touch on something because you had a couple of viral moments mm-hmm. this year.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. What's one moment from the podcast that went into the viral world when you realized, oh, shoot, I have to deal with stupid people and people with opinions and people who take a 5-second clip and feel like they know you and they know your wife. Oh, and you're a trash husband, if that's what you do. But yeah, let's talk about that.
So, I think the most viral podcast clip we have now.
Is this the one that you got the TikTok award from?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably at like 1.5 million views now. And it's where we're talking about comfortable silence. And I want to say, I believe that's episode 68. It says episode 20 on the plaque, the TikTok plaque, but that's because we changed just our podcast numbering system so that the numbers didn't start all the way back to 1 every time we went on to a new season. It's about, I'm discussing comfortable silence with the guest I had on the show that day was Frank Brady. And so it was just talking about...
Shout out to Frank.
Yeah, big shout out to Frank. So comfortable silence was, you know, where I was expressing first meeting my wife or early on in our dating, and I was asking her, is she okay with comfortable silence? And she had never heard that term before. It was something that the term I just made up, but it was an emotional or mental reality that I know I was very familiar with for a long time. And when the video went viral, I discovered many men and women also were very familiar with this emotion, or just didn't know what to call it. And so, you know, my wife was like, I said, you know, are you okay with comfortable silence? She's like, what's that? And I was like, well, where we both can be in each other's company, sitting in the same room or same space, but not speaking to each other, just sitting in silence for, you know, for a short period of time, maybe a prolonged time, and you not feel like something's wrong with us. You know, you not be alarmed by this. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You not reading into it super deeply and think we need to talk about something or we're beefing somehow. Mm-hmm. You know, comfortable silence, hence the term that I came up with. So that went viral. I thought it was something because of the, you know, historically hearing how like women are far like much more talkers than men are. I just assumed that the need for comfortable silence in relationships, anybody who felt that need to have comfortable silence were likely to be men. Mm-hmm. But I was shocked by when the video went viral on our TikTok page to see in the comments, many women actually felt the same thing too.
Oh, absolutely.
And struggled to like know how to word it and term it to mm-hmm. their, you know, boyfriends or husbands or what have mm-hmm. you. So they were like, wow, that's what it's called this whole time. I've been trying to figure it out. And I'm like, yeah. Wow.
Because we use the term downtime, self-care, me time.
Yeah. But even that, though, is typically not something that you envision with in the presence of your mate. Usually, like, downtime, me time for ladies is, like, them away, maybe with their girls, mm-hmm. but not with their boo thing, you know? Mm-hmm. But for me, at least, I won't speak for all men, but for me, I enjoy my wife's company. Mm-hmm. But I also enjoy silence. And I most enjoy having both of those at the same time. So that's why comfortable silence was a thing for me is, hey, I need you to be near, not necessarily super engaged with me. Like, can you just be present and us just be quiet? Like, not have a ton of conversation that you feel like needs to happen.
Yeah, because, there not be something wrong.
Yeah, yeah. So mm-hmm. that's the part where it's like, you know, for women, you know, you could be looking at that guy and going, ah, like, if he just wanted him time or alone time, he would just leave then. Mm-hmm. Or he would just go with his boys. Mm-hmm. If he's home or if he's here and don't want me talking to him right now, something must be wrong. Like, mm-hmm. no, he might just really enjoy your company and your presence, but just also want to be quiet. Like, he just wants to sit still, yeah. you know? So that was something that at least my wife, she made an appearance in the comment section too, and was made a point to say, hey, listen, it's something that she still, at that time at least, I don't know, now we're like, you know, 7 years married now. I don't know if my life has, feels like you've gotten
better,
very comfortable with that. Or if it's something that you think still catches you off guard, but this is just how her husband is. This is how I am. I can just be quiet and just, and nothing is wrong. I just, sometimes I'm just, I'm really thinking about a lot. And so I'm quiet because I'm just evaluating, assessing a ton of just thoughts and ideas. And they're not like negative thoughts. They're not something that I'm like stewing, you know, about my wife about or harboring. I think my wife also trusts that I'm very communicative. So if something is bothering me of substance, she knows she has the type of husband that will come out and just tell her.
Say something.
Mm-hmm. What we found in the comments is a lot of women who were saying they can't get with that comfortable silence thing for their boyfriends or their husbands. Mm-hmm. A lot of the times it was because they were dealing with partners or you know, individuals who weren't very good at communicating either. Mm-hmm. So their comfortable silence also looked like
I got an issue.
The version of them that does have an issue mm-hmm. when they're not speaking. Mm-hmm. And so that was the caveat as well for that to be able to work in your relationship. It needs to be something that doesn't look like also the version of you who, when you do actually have a problem with me and you just not speaking, mm-hmm. you know? So if you otherwise know your mate to be somebody that speaks when they have an issue, they communicate well, and then you see them when they're not talking, it's not alarming to you.
Yeah.
Because, hey, that's just them when they're taking their space, when they're just having their comfortable silence time. I'm not alarmed by that. Yeah.
Well, I think it's been dope seeing a few of your videos at this point go viral. Mm. I will say.
The other one was the one about. Oof. Comfortable silence. And the other one was,
the one
struggling with, you know, my wife loving me.
Oh, yes.
That was to a degree where earlier in our marriage, it's not the case now, of course, but like where it was uncomfortable.
Bring it back up.
It was uncomfortable. So I made that comment, again, in context of a bigger
podcast, you just pissed women off. You had women bigger, that were just like, oh, she needs to leave you. Yeah, why? Yeah. What? Well, that's conversations y'all needed to have in the beginning. Why are y'all? That's a pick me wife.
This is why you guys have to listen to the whole podcast.
This is where, you know, people closed their books in school and didn't really write the summary of the book. They read the introduction and they read the last page of the book and then they wrote their paper. That's how you know. That's how teachers were able to give you that automatic F, because what the heck are you talking about? So every time you had a video that went viral that had something to do with either me or just our marriage or something, I could die, because it is something else to really have to deal with other people who don't think like you, or people who actually don't have a thought out thought, who give their opinions, because the world today in social media feels like everyone has to respond to something, even if it's not for them, which I think is absolutely foolish. But with that, you know, so I know there's been a couple of times where I have either felt like I've had to be in the comments, because those of you who know, I'm in the comments. Those of you who have never met me, hello, I am the one in the comments. Okay. There's been a couple of times I have had to like show up in the comments and be like, okay, now hold on. Let's relax, because which one is the one at peace? Is it the yin, yang? Which one?
I don't know.
Because whichever one is the one that's not at peace, that's usually me, okay? I'm a Pisces. I am often the opposite fish that is floating, trying to swim against the stream at times, and my husband has to reel me back in. But there have been those moments where I'm just like, oh my goodness, can I really handle this? Hey, when you're talking about stuff, leave this piece out of it. Don't put this piece in it, because I automatically feel like now I have to defend my husband. I have to defend our marriage. Yeah. So over the time, I have had to grow in that area and learn that it's okay that people have different thoughts and opinions. In the same way that I feel people don't have to respond to everything, is the same way I don't have to give a reaction back to those responses. So you have you have dealt with, you know, some things, the negative side of all of this, very well, honey.
Well, I think it's important also to note that, you know, that's been a journey too. So, you know, I've been on this sort of in different facets, right? So the podcasting thing is fairly new, you know, 3 years now. But being on this influencer journey has been like a 12-year journey, you know? So before becoming a podcaster, you know, I already had been a successful spoken word poet, performer, traveling around the country, traveling to different countries around the world, performing, you know, on various platforms, stages. So handling, receiving criticism, sometimes constructive, sometimes deconstructive criticism, has not been something that I was a stranger to. So now get to podcasts where you have things like, you know, snippets or small clips of a podcast going viral and a bunch of people having a comment, or, you know, not really getting all the context because they don't want to go listen to the whole episode or watch the whole video. That was something that I think God had already prepped me for. You know what I mean? So, like, seeing now you as my wife have to kind of like get acclimated to that, I'm not mad at, because I know it's a journey and I know, you know, you'll get better over time with just realizing, you know, whatever, I don't got time. I'm too busy being amazing and enjoying my amazing marriage and my awesome husband, you know. Same with myself, you know what I mean? Like, people can comment and have whatever opinion they want. At the end of the day, I enjoy my marriage. I enjoy my wife, you know, so, okay. Like, so what? Like, you know, so you pick and choose, you know, your battles. You pick and choose the comments that you feel like entertaining. And then, like, I love the fact that all social media still affords you the fantastic invention of the block button, you know?
It's my favorite thing.
Or delete,
it's
you know?
It's one of my favorite things.
That's totally a thing, too, man. It's like, you know, we don't even got to acknowledge this person. We can simply just block you.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have anything constructive of an opinion. Yeah. And that's the thing, too. It's not like... You know, I don't think people, influencers, podcasters, whoever you are, I don't think people really are mad at people having a different opinion than them. Mm-hmm. It's, do you have a constructive one?
Or it's just, don't be disrespectful.
Yeah. Do you have a constructive opinion? Like, you can constructively disagree.
Right.
Nobody's mad at that.
Exactly.
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, maybe you have some narcissist people who are just like, I don't like you disagreeing with me, block you.
Yeah.
But, you know, at least all
I can be that person sometimes, though, too.
Yeah, so it's like...
It's one out of the five things that I like to do. Is put someone on the do not disturb me ever list.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so let's get to some of these questions that we have here. Okay. All right, so we have Candace. Shout out to you, Candace. Will you be recording any more poetry? If so, when?
So, to answer the first part of the question, yes. Definitely yes. When, what I'm trying to do with the spoken word material now is sort of, again, let it go through this next stage of evolution, because I'm I've been getting more into the actor space. So I'm trying to sort of walk out this vision where I see my spoken word pieces not being something that's just made into a recording and then that's it. I'm actually trying to make them sort of like mini movies. So the first of that, I expect to, you know, be released in the first quarter of the new year, 2024. I've been playing with some rough drafts and like, you know, sort of ideas of that. And it looks amazing. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about you guys seeing that. But I'm trying to like walk it out really like to a theatrical degree. Like I really want, you know, to have the setting, scenery, costume, like the whole thing, like really make it theatrical. So yes, I will be doing more spoken word poetry, and it will be being released in a more theatrical manner.
Awesome. All right. Then we have Sharon. I'm gonna tell mother Childs. Like that name. Shout out to you. I followed you after you joked on one of Kev on Stage posts. Shout out to Kev on Stage. He's one of our favorite comedians.
Favorite.
It was so funny. I don't recall the post. I only recall how hilarious it was. Anyway, my questions relate to your social media name. Well, you talked a little bit about this.
Yeah.
So what the significance of the name is, which is great. So we've already answered that. And then the second piece is, oh, and shout out to Goddess Free, hey girl, for living through the candy and snack stealth. We'll get into that because I know that's why a lot of you are really here. Just hold on to that nugget. Is there anything that you want to say still in relations to your name?
No, we answered that.
All right. This is from Tina Ote. What is it like? And she is speaking specifically to, I think, the making of your podcast, which we spoke about. And then what prompted this idea, which I think you actually touched on. You see how you just been answering questions? And then how did it get started and maintain your follow through? I don't think you really touched too much on how you've been maintaining your follow through.
So I think I'm going to, you know, try to do my best to do the question justice by answering it how I think she means it.
Okay.
But maintaining follow through, which I, you know, kind of term as also like persevering, has been by just being okay with starting, like being okay with starting however and with whatever you have. So where for like a lot of people, not having all of the flashy things and not having everything you want just yet can be something that kind of stunts you. I think I've maintained the follow through by just going, just do it. And one of the things I take from, again, my big bro, one of my mentors, you know, Andre, him being another full-time creative, is he told me a while back, don't overthink it. And being a perfectionist that I can be many times, overthinking something could really inhibit your follow through because you're overthinking it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're worrying about
that's the rabbit hole you go down.
You're worrying about your hair and your makeup, or you're worrying about, you know,
what is it going to sound like? Something's
not going to sound right or look right. And you know what? You know, I think in a really honest way, like to kind of give people still stuck there, kind of give them some validation. It's like, you're right. There's a really good, a great benefit that could be had when something looks fantastic, sounds fantastic, when you look fantastic. Like, that should be something that you always pursue and and try to achieve. But when pursuing that stops you or grossly delays you from just going, you have to abandon that.
And I've seen a lot of, again, with all the aesthetics, just podcasts or shows and everything, that they have this great quality, but what they're talking about or producing is trash.
Yeah, well, trash is attractive. So, hey, we can't do anything about that. That's probably always going to
be. Yes and no, because I think also the podcast world has become oversaturated with things looking great, but you're giving out garbage.
Yeah.
And so as much as it's...
But like I said, the garbage sells. You know what I mean? We're not going to... It's just like how we feel about, you know, us lyricists, or, you know, what we call real hip hop heads. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't like the mumble rap, you know. Right? Mm-hmm. But hey, it sells. It's catchy.
Yeah.
It's gonna stay here forever. So Toxic Conversations, podcasts that really talk about nothing, they're going to be here forever. All right. No sense in getting hung up on that. But back to, again, people allowing the aesthetics and, you know, facets of themselves, inadequacies, stunt you from your follow through. I shared with one of our entrepreneurs at the last virtual workshop we did from freebranding.com was quality is better than quantity.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Quality is better than quantity.
Mm-hmm.
But here is something that's better than quality and quantity, is simply going. Like, right? Going, beginning, is better than quantity and quality. Like, right? Like, just start already. And a lot of us have this really great vision, have these great ideas, and we lack the follow through because we're hung up on, I don't think I'll be able to do it every week. I don't think I'll be able to do it every day. You know, it won't look great. We're stuck on quantity and quality. So you're not even at the place to be even debating about quality is better, you know, better than quantity or vice versa, right? You won't even begin. Mm-hmm. Just begin. Both of the most viral clips from the podcast are trash visual quality. The videos are black and white. They have no color. And one of them, the most viewed one, with 1.5 million views almost, you could barely hear the audio. The audio is going in and out because I had stopped recording. You only captured the video. We only caught that clip on video because I didn't stop the video recording, but I stopped the audio recording, so you can only barely hear my voice.
Oh, wow. I gotta go back and listen to that now.
The audio goes in and out. So did it matter? The 30 minutes every day I obsess over getting the lighting just perfect, getting the audio just perfect? In the end, did it matter? Or did it matter most that people caught an authentic moment? They connected with something, a moment in the conversation that was authentic, that was genuine, that they could relate to. So it didn't matter that it was black and white. It didn't matter that the audio wasn't great. They connected.
And that is important. Connection is important. All right. Let's see. We're coming up on one of the last ones. Okay. Oh, this is great because basically this is a 2-for-1. This is from, I believe, Ariel Thomas. Shout out to you. And, someone named Goddess Free. Okay. So, will you have the wifey on any future episodes? I love hearing from couples.
So, Honestly, I don't know the answer to that question.
That's crazy.
I could tell you that I would love to
That's crazy.
I'm sorry. Can I finish answering?
Not really, because you like to cut me off. That's crazy. Okay.
So I would love to answer to partially answer your question the best way I can. Mm. I would love to have my wife on every show. Can I just be honest? Every show. Unfortunately, my wife is still married to corporate America. And so I have to share my wife and her, you know, busy schedule. And, you know, after working a long day, being a boss in the corporate world, you know, she could be tired. You know, she's not as eager to then dial herself back up and come into the studio.
He's right about it.
So I have to just be honest. Now, is my wife willing to be on the future shows? Absolutely. She's a sweetheart. She's willing to and wanting to do all of that with me. It's just we have to balance the wife's time and her commitment to the man still. You know,
first off,
what we call the 9 to 5.
First off, let's hold on, okay? Because I did not go to college and get these degrees to not do anything with them.
No,
I'm sorry.
She's doing,
the way these student loans are set up.
I love it.
I need to pull every single dime.
Yes.
Okay, that I have put into it.
Killing
All me. Right. So I am at the point in my career that I have worked so very hard for to reach. And I have always said, entrepreneur life is not for me. And there are some of us, listen, are we paying attention? I'm about to sow a seed into your life. There are some of us, this is not for us, okay? We are to work under the man. Not because it is the whip on us, but it's because that's just our lane and that's okay, all right? And I am one of those people where I know for sure this right here is not my life. I love it for you. I love it for you. I love it for all the people that this is for. I am truthful to say, it's not my ministry. It's not my ministry. God has not spoken that into me. He has not touched me on my shoulder and said, hey, I need you to leave this 9 to 5. That's what fair. He hasn't said to me.
That's fair.
Okay. The other thing, too, is I need to also grow and be more consistent on my platform. Okay. And it really is about me going back and just reconstructing some things and having a better routine. You know, we also have a toddler now. Okay. We have older kids as well. And so there's some transitions that are happening and everything, which is great. But it's really about me just structuring a better routine so I don't always feel exhausted or overwhelmed and everything. Other than that, listen, this would be Gloss with Isis and the Real Free podcast. Okay. Because I actually like always having someone sitting beside me to have a conversation with. It can feel very awkward at times when I know I'm talking to a mic versus me feeling like I have a better flow when I'm speaking to someone anyway, which is why I often try to have guests on my podcast. But either way, I do feel like I will make more appearances. I'm trying to talk Free into us having a podcast together that is specifically for us, okay? So somebody drop that question in there. Let's see what he says. You ready for the last question, honey?
Yes.
Okay. The last question is from a beautiful queen named Goddess Free. First off, love the name. Love the name, okay? Very creative. It says, write this one down. She don't play. She said, write it down, put it in the docs, document it. Okay. Why do you eat your wife's snacks? And someone, look at God, someone said, let me tithe on it and said, that's a great question. Get them. So, you know, everyone is really here today. Not just for the fact of the 100th episode. We love that for you. But we also want to know why. Are you a crumb snatcher?
So why do I eat my wife's snacks? Well, I told you earlier, we were going to quote my wife because it was going to be relevant later in the
show.
It's
been pulled from the docket.
So my wife made the fantastic point that we were one. And so piggybacking off of her own quote, I actually don't eat my wife's snacks. In fact, I eat my snacks because her snacks are, in fact, my snacks since we are one. So thank you so much, honey, for validating me and defending me in the face of my followers.
This is where we need to separate the spiritual world and the earth realm. No, okay.
We are one.
Because in the spiritual realm, on this earth,
there only exists our snacks.
When I go to the store and I pick up the snacks and I put two separate snacks on the register, okay? And some snacks are for my husband because I know I won't be able to enjoy my snacks if he doesn't have something that he can eat. But when I see you eat your snacks and my snacks, and you won't replenish my snacks. See, that's where, that's like when you cut someone and then you throw the vinegar and the salt in the wound.
I do. I do replenish your snacks, honey.
Without me saying something.
I do.
I do, honey. Without me prompting you.
Sweetheart, I do.
This is crazy.
I do replenish your snacks.
That's crazy.
Now, here's the thing, again. I replenish my snacks, which means I replenish your snacks too, because my snacks are yours. Now, do you not help yourself to my bedside for my snacks?
I absolutely do, because it's called get back. It's called get back.
Wow.
It's called get back.
So that's the only time
It's called, you see how that feels?
Well.
And I won't eat them all.
I will eat all of your snacks. Are you kidding me right now? Why would I do that? In any event. So.
And you don't ask.
Those were all the questions. I want to just thank everybody who contributed to the questions for today. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for your follow. Thank you for being with me on this journey. I'd love to thank my beautiful wife for taking the time out of her day today to put on her makeup, to get herself all gorgeous.
Let me tell you, it took me 5 hours.
And she was very, very...
And not to do my makeup.
She's very exhausted today.
Sick.
She's feeling not her best self.
Took a nap.
She really, really went through a lot to show up today for me.
On some DayQuil.
And I want to say thank you so much for her commitment to my show. I want to thank all the Gloss with Isis fans tuning into the show.
Hey, y'all.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you, honey, for being here.
You are welcome. Yes. I love you.
Here's to another 100 episodes. Make sure you guys follow Free Lunch on Spotify. You can listen everywhere, but you can watch all the episodes on Spotify at Free Lunch. That's F-R-I-I Lunch. And make sure you tune in to the Gloss with Isis podcast. She's evolving. Let's just say that.
Yes.
She's forever evolving. So go on that journey with her.
I am your best consistent and consistent friend.
Go on that journey.
We'll get through it together.
You can find Gloss with Isis on all streaming platforms also. And I'm looking forward to being on her show. Maybe she'll let me be a guest host on her show, guys. All right. That'll be fantastic. You know what? You know what would actually be even better is when she has one of those episodes where one of her girlfriends are on the show and they're having their little chat. If I could be like an off-camera co-host and just, you know, have some of that tea. It's amazing. It's amazing. So go over there, guys. Enjoy that. Again, it's Free Lunch. I was just about to close, but then it dawned on me that you have to give the people some free food for your soul.
Oh.
Yeah. So either a recap of something you thought profound that the audience should take away from what we discussed already today, but or something entirely unique and brand new. What is something you would love for my free lunch audience to take away from today?
So, depending on when this episode drops, this is currently the last day of the year 2023. So at 12 a.m., we will be into a new year. And let me tell you something, all right? Let me tell you something my good old girlfriend Gloss with Ice said a couple of years ago.
Come on now. Okay. Close us out how only like you can.
Because some of us have been through hell and back. Some of us had some goals that we didn't reach this year.
Talk about it.
Some of us have had some mountains that we have had to climb.
Take your time.
And come tomorrow, we will still be climbing that same mountain.
Take your time.
The clock will change and we will still be going through some of our hardships.
Come on, somebody.
But the fact that we got an opportunity to step into a new year.
A new one.
It may not have happened in 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, or 2023. But baby, 2024.
Talk about it.
Let me tell you something. All that you have hoped for, all that you have been praying for, all that you have been going through
is still on the
table. In these past few years, coming in 2024,
it's still on the table.
God gonna do it.
It's still on the goddamn table.
You didn't fold.
And with that, it's free lunch, free food for your 2024 soul, y'all. Peace.